Willie Moore Jr., the all-new Willie Moore Jr. Show, 4 hours of pure inspiration. Family, we've been talking about it today. Steve Harvey taking a lot of heat for visiting Donald Trump. And in our own gospel community, of course, we have a few brothers who were actually invited to the inaugural ball to perform. One being Jonathan McReynolds. He declined. He said, you know what? This opportunity is not for me. And our other brother, Travis Green, he said, you know what? I'm going to go and be the light in a dark place, and I will be performing. On the line with me is my brother, Travis Green. What's going on, bro?
What's up, my guy? How are you, man?
Man, I am doing amazing. First and foremost, I want to show major love. Amazing performance at the BMI Trailblazers of Gospel Honors. You did amazing, bro.
Man, that was so fun, man.
Indeed.
I had a great time.
Indeed. So right now, of course, in our community, we like loving people through. And, of course, this platform is not to tear down. It's to build up. But I do want to know, like, what prompted you to want to go to the White House and be a part of this inaugural ball?
Yeah, want to go and call to go are two different things. And not to say that I just don't want to go. I'm not trying to make it that explicit, but it's a call above a want is what I'm saying. Upon the invitation, man, my immediate response was like, probably not a good idea because people may take it the wrong way. People will be upset. People may not want my music, people this, people that. And God checked me and was like, so you're making the decision off the fear of men without even checking with me if it's my will? And I was like, whoa. So I put prayer behind it. I reached out to my spiritual advisors throughout the country. And they all, to my surprise, were overwhelmingly pushing me to go. Some of you guys' favorite preachers across the country, I won't say their names out of honor, but, you know, they were telling me to go. And I was like, whoa, really? So I didn't make a quick decision. I said, let me sleep on it and pray for it. And I woke up with three questions. Would you do it for free if I told you to? Yes, my answer was. Would you do it if no one was looking if I told you to? Yes. And then the other question, which really hit my heart, was like, would Jesus do it? And biblically, it just lined up. You know, there were so many people in the Bible whose God's hand was on it. He put them in front of places of power, whether they agree with the policies or not. When God wants his light to shine somewhere, make room for it. And so I just believe this is one of those moments.
Amazing. And so Travis, just keeping it 100 with you, bro, like I think it's amazing that you're able to go in, be a light in a dark place, and as you said, being called to it. But in regards to the Trump administration, do you feel like in this case, with his tension with urban America and African-American people across the country feeling a certain way about his administration, do you think that this is just another ploy for him to have another photo op with somebody who's really thriving in the gospel community?
Yeah, that's a very fair question. But honestly, that too is still carnal compared to it being a call. You know, before I'm black, I'm a Christian. And so when I stand before God and he holds me accountable for what he asked me to do, me giving him the opinion of my race or the opinion of my denomination ain't going to stand up next to his word. And so that's really the common denominator. It all comes down to what God said.
That's good stuff. And your wife and family, they're in full support of this too?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My wife is ride or die, man. You know, I mean, she, as soon as God says to do something, she's like, let's go. Like, we don't hesitate, man.
That's good stuff, man. Well, congratulations. Of course, man, when God gives a call on people, it's not for everybody to understand. I definitely understand that, being a person who's actually living it as well. But, man, my prayers and support are with you, man, and the show. We support you, brother. Congratulations again.
Yo, I appreciate you, man. I love y'all so much. Christian Lee. What it do? I love y'all, man.
Indeed. Have a blessed one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Big man, the producer, Travis Green. He said the Lord called him to the house.
Hey, man, that is good. All good and well. You know, for me, I'm a loyal dude. I like to take care of my people and make sure they all right.
Yeah.
If he had called me, I'd have said, hey, man, if you don't sit your butt down somewhere else and not, I already know what's going to happen. Sit down. But see, that's why the Lord didn't tell him to call me. I would have told my buddy, hey, man, you see what happened with Steve Harvey?
That's what you'd have said.
I just wanted to know what the wife was saying. So that's it. That's all I wanted to know.
You know, it's so important that we follow the word of God. We follow the Holy Spirit. But I think God has a very, very big connection when it comes to the wife, the woman who's right next to you. So as long as him and his wife are in agreement, nobody else can say anything.
Listen,
stick around, family. On the way, we got the praise break. Wow. It's the Willie Moore Jr. Show. Flutter.